I see our next two contestants, Eric Cohen and Lily Rothman, have arrived at their puzzle podiums.
Nice to be here.
Happy to have you. Eric, you're a psychiatrist.
I am indeed.
Father.
I am.
Pop culture lover.
That's what I'm told, and that's what I gather. Yeah.
You gather?
Yeah.
Lily, you're a reporter that covers entertainment and pop culture.
I am.
Okay, so if I hired you each to give a workshop, teach me something based on your favorite expertise, Eric, what would you teach me?
Oh, I don't know. Probably history of cartoons, comic strips, that kind of stuff. American.
American history of cartoons and comic strips.
Comics, that kind
of
stuff, yeah.
All right, yeah. So you know ladies.
I guess so.
That's awesome. Lily?
Well, I'm really into the deep meaning of internet cats right now.
So wait, there are layers, I take.
Yes,
there are
many layers.
And the deep meaning.
Yeah, they're people too.
They're people too.
Technically, I think that is not true.
I love you guys. I can tell that already. I love you. All right, Jonathan Colton, what would we like to have these contestants do?
Well, we're going to do a game now called TED Talks. It's going to take about 4 days. Unlike the popular TED conference lectures, this game will not last 18 minutes, nor will you learn anything, nor will you help anyone on the planet Earth. We will give you a clue as it would be spoken by a famous talking TED. You name the famous TED who would be the clue's speaker. So here's an example. I was the longtime host of the TV news program Nightline, and you would say, Ted Koppel. Here we go. I put the T in cable TVs, TBS, TCM, and the first T in TNT. Lily.
Ted Turner.
Ted Turner's correct. People debate whether or not I wanted to be cryonically preserved after my death, but what's a fact is that I'm the last major leaguer to hit over 400 in one season. Eric.
Ted Williams.
Ted Williams.
Number 9.
I've never seen someone, Eric, punch a buzzer. You knew that from the first word of that clue.
Number 9, baby.
Was it? Was it the word cryonically that set it off for you?
Yeah, a sad ending.
Yeah.
Sad ending.
In my rock star days, I was known as the Motor City Madman. But since then, I became an outspoken conservative and authored the book Ted White and Blue. Lily.
Ted Nugent.
That's right.
If you read, by the way, Ted Nugent's Twitter feed, you find out that guy has no confidence problems. he's
very self-assured.
Doing great. He's special.
I had the honor of saying, sorry, we're closed. The last line ever spoken by a character on the sitcom, Cheers. Eric.
Ted, oh my goodness.
Yeah, Ted.
I just drew a blank.
Can you be more specific?
I'll try. Oh, I can remember.
Lily, do you want to steal it?
No idea.
That's the worst thing you could have done to Eric just now. Audience, do you know who it is?
Ted
Danson, that's
Ted
right.
Ted Danson. Oh. Sam Malone. If cell phones were in Cheers, that would have ended after one season. Everything in the head was about misunderstandings and answering machines.
Just called each other on the phone.
Yeah. If they just called each other, everyone would have been together. It would have been fine.
When I talk, my eyes and lips move, which is pretty impressive for a talking robotic bear from the 80s. Lily.
Teddy Ruxpin.
That's right. Forget Sarah Palin. I was the longest-serving Republican in U.S. Senate history when I represented Alaska from 1968 until 2009. Lily.
Ted Stevens.
That's right.
I like that you knew that, but not Ted Danson. That's it's just all cat videos and Senate for you.
This is your last clue. Appropriately, I played a character named Ted Baxter on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Eric.
Ted Knight.
That's right. So, Art, that felt like a pretty close game. How'd we do?
The person who knows her Ted is Lily.
Lily, congratulations. Eric, supreme contestant, thank you so much. Lily, you'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round.